Okay, we left off just discussing the machlokes between Rabbeinu Ephraim and let's call it our Tosfos here, even though our Tosfos here, you know, says it both in Suffolk or the Tosfos Shantz, etc., as to why you're allowed to burn the Truma here. And we suggested that it really worked out a nice pattern with Shitasam, that they had a fundamental machlokes about the mitzvah or the din, mitzvah iser, whatever it may be, which maybe is the machlokes of Mishmeres Trumosai. One thing is very clear, the more darshans they quote from the Choros, that Mishmeres Trumosai means you're not allowed to be Matami Truma. Everything else is not so clear. So we wanted to suggest that the fundamental machlok is what Mishmeres Trumosai means. Perhaps echoing the language of a famous Isaiah Berlin essay, is it Shmira from or Shmira for? Does Mishmeres Trumosai mean guard the Truma so that you will eat it or do what you're supposed to do with it? Make sure you do what you are supposed to do with Truma, I mean the Tekiyum. Right, I mentioned the Gemara says elsewhere that it's a Tarfon says eating Truma is considered like avoda. So eating Truma, using Truma the right way is a big thing. So you have to be shomer that you should be able to fulfill the full Kiyum of the consumption of Truma. Or is it more of a shmirah from? You have to guard it from chilul. With a coin, eating truma is wonderful. But that's not what shmirah trumosa means. Shmirah trumosa means guard it from defilement, guard it from bizoyo. And obviously, the greatest chilul is toma. So let's put that back on the board and recall what we said. If we have a chakira about mishmeres trumosai, is it? I don't remember which is on top, which is on the bottom. Doesn't really matter. Shmira for eating by the Kohen in the proper way, or is it Shmira from Chilul Ubizayon? After all, it's just disrespectful to Hashem's holy Truma to defile it. And we want to suggest that Rabbi Ephraim and the other Bali Tosos were a double Nishitasam here. Some people suggested you could say otherwise, but it happens to work in a very nice pattern. That, if you want to know what are the two Nefgaminas, number one, destroying the Truma. If it's Shmira 4, then obviously that should be Usur Midorais. That's classic Mishmeres Trumosai. Everyone agrees with Midorabanan, and it's not a nice thing to do. Usur Midorais. It sounds like he's motive. There's an Isur Midorabanan. It sounds like he's motive in Isur Midorabanan. That's the tricky part of this, which maybe we'll get to. This ties in almost explicitly to the sugya from Pnimius Kanakonim. There might be a difference between the Rabbanan level and the Daraisa level, but certainly the Asur Daraisa. That is exactly the Kasha of Tosfos. How could the Rabbanan tell you to burn if it's Asur Daraisa? Well, here it would be. It's not Mochrach, right? You could say burning is also Bizayu, right? Losasim Kim Hashem Elokeichem, right? Burning is also Bizayu. But what would you say? You would say probably.
You're a chilul, Rabbi.
It's certainly not a chilul. That might be the difference between chilul and bizayon, right? Meaning perhaps I should put a slash here, right? Probably mutter min haTorah, but you could. It's still usur because of bizayon and similar to the isser of losasun kein, right? Which is the isser of destroying Shem Hashem, or destroying part of the Mizbeach, or destroying part of the Beis HaMikdash, etc., which seems to be also because it is Zion. I'm not sure, but Pasha, some sort of Zion. So you could say, certainly could say, that it's also destroy it, the rice, either way. But the simple shot is that this is an Afghamina, and the other Afghamina suggested, what if he is Truma that Oleches le'ibod b'meila, right? What if it's omei le'ibod? This truma is not to be used anyway. This truma is worthless anyway. But if it's not shmir for,
the machorid should be getting mutter at least. Midoraisa,
and certainly mutter if there's some need for it, like Pesach, etc. Because if it's not beaten anyway, like chametz, when it's about to be Pesach, or you know, it's usher, or it's going to be usher, and there's no chance again. Assuming we're not kosher for the kohanim who slept right outside the walls, etc. Then it's mutter. What's the point? You're not guarding for anything. But if it's a matter of chol mizayim, then lachori you should say, well, there's still a chilul and a mizayim to not treat this properly, and lachori you should say that it is aser min haTorah. And that's why we suggested they're made of Ephraim and let's call it our Tosfos are a double Meshitasa. Because, after all, what did our what did Rabbeinu Ephraim say? This is Rabbeinu Ephraim. And our Tosfos, again, he's Mesopek, but Tosfos Shams, he seems to be for sure, disagrees. And our Tosfos says there's a heterophilic, but Rabbeinu Ephraim over disagreed. Because he says, here I have no proof that there's no Isteraisa, or maybe no Isra at all. But at least let's assume no Isteraisa to destroy Chametz. What's his proof? If it had to pull the Chalim, obviously his proof was he didn't think all the Chalim made a difference one way or the other. So why are you allowed to burn the Chametz before Pesach? Why are you allowed to burn the Truma, Truma's Chametz before Pesach? Must be because there's no Isra burning at all. So the Chorah Beit Ephraim. So the fact that Rabbeinu Ephraim gave this answer to our sugya, and not this answer. And Tosfos gave this answer, not that answer. Is it the whole Shitasam that they probably just have very different perspectives on the din of Shmeres Trumosai? Either way, yeah, whatever it is. Let's just put that. Let's put a few more things on the board. The question is. Taka, can we prove someplace else? Whether, right? What would I say here? Metame or Lisrof. I mean, whatever the answer is, should it be shy or not? This is, I said, I don't want to go through all the things later yet, but this seems to be a machlokas. Later on, Tosos already quotes. Tosos says, what's my proof is a heterophilic libud? My proof is from Daf Yudal and Aleph, Rabbi Meir. What does it say in the Mishnah Daf Yudal and Aleph? Amri Meir, me divrayim lamandu. Okay, pshuto shel Mishnah means me divray rabchanim skanakonim and Rabbi Akiva, even though the Gemara has a few different opinions about this. Shesorf in Truma Torah Metzmeya b'Pesach. You can burn Truma Torah with Truma Tmeya on Pesach. Meaning, you can be Metame Truma Tahorah on Pesach. Why can you be Metame Truma Tahorah on Pesach? We all know it's also the right to be Metame Truma. The only possible answer is to Holich Le'ibud. That's also proof. There's a heter of Holich Le'ibud. However, it's not such a pashut proof. Because Amar Rabbi Yossi, Einehi Amida. It's not true. Rabbi Yossi disagrees that that's not true, and we always pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir. In this case, also, we pass like Rabbi, it's not that we don't believe Truma, but we also pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir. Not to mention the fact that it's not clear if Rabbi Meir was Mater a Tuma being the Tami at a Tuma to Raisa, or maybe he was only Mater being the Tami at a Tuma to Rabbana. So, over there, it's seems to be a focus of Hanoim. This comes up again. The Gemara compares this to the Machlokes of Rulazar Yeshua Daf Tesvav and Aleph. That's a weird case. Chavish al Truma Shanishra Vegas al Yonah Bat Achtona Chulin Tmeyim. A barrel of Truma spills, and it's about to fall into 1,000 gallons of Chulin Tmeyim. What's the problem? When the Truma wine falls into the Chulin Tmeyim, the Truma will be Tameh. And, well, I shouldn't say fast. It's about to fall into 99 barrels worth of chulin tmeim. The problem is, the barrel of truma broke. It's going to drip into this chulin tmeim. The truma will become tamei. So it'll be holy leibud. But the truma will drip into this chulin tmeim and become tamei. And then it'll be a mixture of chulin tmeim and truma tmeia. So it'll all be treif. And you'll lose a ton of money. So the question is, are you allowed to, if all you have is a tummy, all you have is another big tummy barrel? You put a tummy barrel to catch the truma that's falling down so you don't lose money. The truma is going to be tummy either way, it's totally for ebud. Can you have a truma that's totally for ebud to avoid loss of money? Okay, the Rama would not have said it this way. We'll get to that. Second, that's the same machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, nope, you can't bring Matami even though it's holy for Ebon, you're going to lose money. He's very strict. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, after you tell me, you can actually bring Matami it amongst the reason for the heter, not because you're going to lose money. No one says you're allowed to do an Issa or Isa to avoid loss of money. So it's going to be holy for Ebon, but it's going to be Tame anyway. Excuse me. It's going to become Tame anyway. So this seems to be, and what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, and they only argue Makum Hefzit, but they both agree it's Usser on Pesach because there's no Hefzit. Rabbi Meir says, no, they also argue on Pesach, and since we hold like Rabbi Yeshua would be Mutter. Kitzer, this seems to be Machlokas, Tanoi. In a few places, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't be Matami Truma that's holy to the Ibud. Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yossi, says you can if there's a hefzid, but not if there's no hefzid. And Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Meir, said you can just even tummy as much as you want. Those are the three sheets. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer says even if you're going to lose money, you can't even tummy truma that's holding the ibud, even if it's going to fall in and mix together with your chulin and make them all treif. Rabbi Yeshua says you can if you're going to lose money. And then back to our Mishnah, again, according to this part of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, and you can if you're not going to lose money, just on Erev Pesach, it's holy for Ebud, you can tummy it. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can only do it if you're going to lose money, not if you're not going to lose money. Okay, Kitzer, that seems to be this. That seems to be this machlokas. Are you allowed to be Matami Truma that's holy for Ebud, or are you not allowed to be Matami Truma that is holy for Ebud? This would fit. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutter Letamin Truma Sheholeches Le'ibud B'makom Hefzid. And within Rabbi Yehuda, you would say, Rabbi Yossi says, Rak B'makom Hefzid. And Rabbi Meir says, Afilu. Says, you know, let's call it as we say nowadays, right? As opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, well, Chori, he thinks it's also derisive season. Why would he be mocking him up with Hefzid? He says, Aser Litame Truma Sheholeches Leibud Afilu. Okay, so it could be this is a machlokas, and then Tosfos would say, look, whether you say Rabbi Yossi's version or Rabbi Meir's version, you know, if you hold like Rabbi Yehoshua, then that proves there's a heter of holy ibud. The only reason why that's not so poshut is because, maybe it is because of, and here again, maybe I'm giving away a little too much, okay? There'll still be plenty more than I am then. I hear the Efron point out that the Rambam says something a little funny. He says Rabbi Yehoshua allows you in Tami Truma that's holy for Ibud, even by touching without Matilas Yubayim. Touching without Matilas, he doesn't say by catching the tummy barrel, he said by touching without Matilas Yubayim. They are going to point out, touching without Matilas Yubayim is really not tummy. Hands are only Xer Drabonim, they're tummy without Matilas Yubayim. So maybe he was only Matar a Tumma Drabonim, but not a Tumma Daraisa. Maybe he really has her a Tumma Daraisa. So here it's still not clear. Even within Rabbi Yehoshua, it's not so clear because, and maybe that's why Tosfos quoted Rabbi Meir. But the Rambam apostle, Rabbi Yehoshua, you'll see, it's only a heter b'makom hefzid, and he hinted that maybe it's only a heter b'makom hefzid in Tumah Drabanan, but in Tumah Drabanan, no room to make a whatsoever. So it's still not so possible because even within Rabbi Yossi, you could say that it's, There's a mutter, even to be metame mamish,
But you also could say, maybe the Rambam, would hold, no. Asar letame mamish. V'hitiru rak. Then makom hefsed letamo bitumas yodayim.
But now it's to a mamash.
In which case, it could be really that we hold like Rabbi Ephraim. That the Tosfos doesn't have a proof. Maybe there's not really. First of all, maybe we hold like really Yeser. And even according to Yeshua, maybe we hold that it's only makom hefsed. And they're only making makom hefsed to tumas yodayim, not a real tumas. Tumas yodayim is not a real tumas. That's only zero karma. And a light zero karma. What? Did I say maybe the Rambam? It's a deal, right? He doesn't say, but not with a more serious tumah. But you're saying it's a very strong deal, right? Okay, so you're right.
isn't there another lav here, though?
What?
There might be another just a lav to be mitami tumah besides mishmarti.
Not that I know of.
Sounds like a
child. I can't think of any other makor why you shouldn't be matami truma. Okay, so what do we see here? Is there a heteropolis in the Ebert or not? It seems to be the best litmus test for, whether if it's Shmira 4, then if it's Holy Ebert, there's no point. What are you wasting your time? Who cares? If it's Shmira from, even if it's Holy Ebert, still, just because Holy Ebert doesn't mean that. You can defile it, so you can actively defile it, right? Remember, right? The guy will come and say, give us one of the girls, give us one of you, and we'll defile her, or else we'll defile all of you. You still can't cooperate. Say, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm not participating here, right? Just because something's minor, right? Just something that happened anyway, doesn't mean it's much for you to do it, if it's Shmira from. So, again, Tosos brings us up against the seeming Mukdid Mukhar in Rabbi Ephraim. Tosos is a heterotolic even. Beir Ephraim seems to be no heterotolic holy, but Tosfos brings around for a Beir. Why Rebbe Meir? Because Rebbe Meir says within Rebbe Yeshua, he obviously passes on Rebbe Yeshua, and then he says within Rebbe Yeshua, even without a hefset, like the heter gomer, to be a Tommy Trim of this holy Leibah. Okay, that's good proof. Question is, do we hold like Rebbe Meir? Now, maybe hold like Rebbe Lesser. It's us or even the Makom Hefset. Or maybe we hold like Rebbe Yeshua according to Rebbe Yossi. I mean, Rebbe Meir seems to pass like Rebbe Yeshua. Yossi doesn't say whether he passed like Rabbi Yeshua, he just interpreted Rabbi Yeshua. It's only Mutter Makom Hefsid, in which case he still might be saying it's really Mutter, just because, you know, if no Hefsid, why do it? Or he might be saying it's really Usr. And even Makom Hefsid, they were only Mutter Tomas Yadayim. They were Mutter real Tomo, which seems to be the Chiddush of the Rambam, who brings in the word Tomas Yadayim there. Okay, just to elaborate a little more enough to be the one, it could be you could add some subtlety to this, to Nafkamina number one. What do I mean by that? Our nafkamina was, is it usher to destroy truma? If it's shvira for, then avad it's usher to rise to destroy truma. That is, well, Tosfos assuming you are, Tosfos says, well, something. If it's shvira from, then maybe it's totally much, or at least be the rise to destroy truma. Okay, maybe our body shouldn't do it for no reason. But it's totally mutter. But we weren't exactly sure. You could say, even a shvira, mechavdin chilul and bizayon, right? There's no chill in destroying it, but maybe, or maybe not, there's bisayon. Right? We're sort of noted to think there might be bisayon in destroying it, even if there's no chill, because we know we're not allowed to destroy other holy objects. There's even a story, some sasa, okay? excuse me. The question could be, what about more subtle things? Right? Like, perhaps, even if you wanted to say both studim say it's usher to destroy truma, even if you want to say both studim say it's also destroyed truma, there could still be a nafkamina within what they destroyed truma. What do I mean by this? So let's go to, 1.1. Intenser lomar, lekuli alma aser la'abed truma. Misham. Shmira. La'achila. Oh, Misham Bisayon. You can still have perhaps a nafkamina or two. The famous Kiddush Da'am Milulim, which many, many Achronim reject. Now, Megaduma is a famous chap. He uses it to answer a few questions. He says, there's a no machlokes to be shown whether bitl isluch achilos asu darabanan or asu daraisa. In vatan isluch achilos, what do we mean by that? Right? This, like, rookie, you know, like Shana Aleph guy showing off his knowledge mistake, right? He learned about bitl shishim, right? So he goes home and tells his mother, you should know this. Really, bitl shishim is really fine. Like, for example, of course, he drops the goat into the cholent, no problem. It's less than a 60th. Pour some lard into the soup, no problem. It's less than a 60th. So that's an iser gomer. It's called in vatan isluch achilos. If something an iser get mixed in, it's bottle b'shishim. You can't mix it in the chachila. It's a machlok, whether that's an iser daraisa or an iser drabanan. Okay, says the Amnim Gluim, even according to what I think is the majority of the Rishonim, I think the, we generally assume the majority of the Rishonim holds, and we assume this, the mainstream sock is that bitlus chachila is only an iser drabanan. That's by regular surah, but by truma, says the Amnim Gluim, by truma, bitlus chachila is Asur Midaraisa. What does he say? And he used this to answer a question. What's the question? Okay, it's a very technical question. Why is eating Truma very chamor? Eating Truma should only be Asur Darabanan because, sorry, why is eating Tevel, eating Tevel chamor? Because, after all, you could just be mafresh less than a hundredth of truma from it, and then mix it back in, and then it'll all be mutter, and you've only done this for a hundred. So he says, no. He says, Lamanda rain vatlan isser, he relum darabonin, yerlin is daiki, the hachman at Torah usser, shimlan his heart, al shumash loves idenim. Bittel truma lechachil is an isser daraisa. Why? Kedich se ushmartim es mishmeres trumosai. Bittel truma l'chachila is an isur d'oraisa mishmeres trumosai. So says the Avnei Luim, maybe we pass in a bittel of lard l'chachila is only an isur d'rabbanan. Bittel of milk and meat l'chachila is only an isur d'rabbanan. Bittel of levain l'chachila is only an isur d'rabbanan, or erler, klaikerim, or what have you. But bittel of truma l'chachila is an isur d'oraisa. Why? So when you mevatel the truma, you're destroying it. It's gone. It disappears. And therefore, that's an isur mishmeres trumosai. Now here, Lanius Dainty, I would think that this should depend on this chakira. Meaning, is it true? Is like causing a halachic halos bittel to take away the status of truma? Is that an iser mishmeres trumosai? So, obviously, if we say mishmeres trumosai shmir four, you should have the truma be eaten by the kohen, etc. Then making it. Batel in chulin, which then a czar can eat, and the coin's never going to eat it, even coincidentally, you sell it to a coin, he's not going to eat it. If you said, Mr. First, you're my example, Shomer, that it should be eaten in the midst of eating truma, then Pasha, that it's Asher Midar Raisa. Mishum Mishmeres Trumosai, which is exactly the Shita of the Avnei Miluim, the Chiddush of the Avnei Miluim, which I must admit is a Chiddush of the Avnei Miluim that most Achronim disagree with, a few explicitly and many implicitly. However, if you assume no, Shmira from, you can't be Mechala Mevaza it, then nearly is nighted, you're welcome to scream you all, nearly is nighted, Truma, Mevada, a terrible Chilun, sorry, Tuma. The truma. Burning it, throwing it in the garbage, stepping on it and crushing it, you know, pouring acid on it, that's also bizayim. But just mixing with other things so halachically it has a chalos bittel, that's not, I wouldn't say that's bizayim. That's not like an act of going against it or destroying losasu kei l'ashem l'keichem. It didn't seem to me that, you know, if you took a stone from the Mizbeach and mixed it with other stones, that would be a bit an Israel Sasun Kim Lashem Lokechem of destroying the Mizbeach. Okay, Kach Nilani is 90, Nireh, Delo Shayach, Lesor, Midin Mishmeres Trumosai, against the Avnei Luim.
right? Because it's hard to say that that's a bizoyon. All you're doing is mixing with something and have a halachic kalos. You're not actually disrespecting it by burning it. Yeah, but is that a bizoyon to make it not hektish?
You're not actually doing it. You're just putting it together, and the halacha is making it brittle.
Right. Okay. Look, that's what I said. You can have different intuition. Nearly, as a matter of fact, there's a weird angle that wants to say that even doing hatoras the darim on freshes truma is an issue of fair truma site, which I think is going. I think that's going a little far with all sides of the chakira, because if you do hatoras the darim and you're a fresh truma, you're still going to have to go out for shmor truma, and you'll still end up with the same truma. But anyway, my intuition is that it's already a stretch to say that even burning truma in a fire is a bizoyon. To say that just having a mixture which creates chalos bittel is a bizoyon of truma, I don't see that as a chilul of truma. I see that as a technical way around truma. But chilul means there's kedusha, and you have insulted, defiled that kedusha. Here, what you're basically doing is saying there's no kedusha. I don't call that a chilul to say there's no kedusha. I don't call it a chilul ma'aser shani, but I don't mean it the same way. You wouldn't call it defiling kedusha to make it not kedusha anymore, right? I don't think you would call that defiling to make something not kedusha. Defiling means that you treat kedusha. Okay, and nearly means like another example, which I already throw in here, is a very fascinating Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, tremendous chiddush. He wants to indict this, the sheet of Tosfos in Shabbos. Okay, Lav Davke, you have to believe him about that, but you don't believe it's the sheet of Pnei Yoshua. He says, fascinating question. Truma Tameya, anyone know what you're supposed to do with Truma Tameya? It's Davke Mitzvah to burn Truma Tameya, but how are you supposed to burn Truma Tameya? The Kohen's supposed to use the fire, meaning it's not like other things like Kachin Tmei Sashis, burn them in Amanah. No, the Kohen is supposed to be Nana from burning Truma Tmeya. Now, Yesh Lodda, which is not our Sugya, is going allowed to be Nana or supposed to be Nana. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, he's supposed to be Nana. So the Pnei Yoshua has a fascinating discussion. For example, I heard, I don't know if this is true, so confirm it for me. I was told, you know, Bisman Azeh, what can we do with Truma? Right? Because all our Truma is tummy. And even if somehow, let's say your Truma is a solid and you never let it get wet, so it can't become tummy, although people are tummy, so it's not going to help. So the Kohanim can't eat Truma, unfortunately. Okay, well, we do those other things, creative ideas that are not for now. But let's say you have a truma of olive oil, right? Olive oil, you have to take truma from. Truma of olive oil, no one can eat it because A, the olive oil is tummy. It's a liquid, so it's mekabel tuma from anyone who touches it. And the Kohen's tummy. But the Kohen can burn it. You know, some people use olive oil for Shabbos candles. The Kohen can burn it for Shabbos candles. Okay, our minhag is that we don't do Hanukkah candles from truma tameya, which is a big deal in the Chronim, but certainly you can do Shabbos candles. You think we do Hanukkah candles?
I don't know what we do, but I think...
You think some people do?
No, yeah.
Aha, okay, so I take it back. There's the Machlok Sachronim. Okay. No, it's really Machlok Sachronim. Okay, so, you know, whenever there's Machlok Sachronim, in general, whenever there's Machlok Sachronim about something, and you say what we do, it'll question who's the we. So there are different talking about Hanukkah candles, but certainly Shabbos candles, and okay, let's do Hanukkah candles also. The meaning came why we can go with. The coins so they give out, there's a factory of olive oil factory, they're not first truma. And truma's a kolshu, but truma's meiser is 1%, so it's 1% plus a kolshu, that's a lot for a factory. And they give it out to kohanim who can use it for lighting. You know, I'm sure they put it in a special container that's written on it, you know, you're not allowed to eat it. And they assume that takes away the chashash that we call takala. No one's going to accidentally eat it. If it's in a special, you know, it's probably clearly labeled, whatever. Maybe nowadays they put in those pre-made jars for Hanukkah, which obviously no one would eat. Is that what they do in the pre-made jars, or like a whole bottle? They just give them a bottle. Okay. Let's assume they're so meh that they're not going to eat it. So fascinating question that Yeshua asks: can I light that oil during the daytime when I'm not going to enjoy the light? Can I light that? Can I burn that for no reason? Right? Can I burn that for no reason? Right? It's funny against Hanukkah candles because you can't be nana from the Hanukkah candles. I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm not saying possibly I'm saying Yeshua. But there are, there are two main sugyas that come up in terms of Truma Tameya using for Hanukkah candles. Number one is an Isra Truma Tameya of burning it without Hana'ah. Number two is the soul of Hanukkah candles that maybe Truma Tameya has a Kedutei Mechtash Yurei or something and can't count. Okay, so Halacha L'maisa, will we make one both of those? Which is really not crazy. Maybe that's a little pashup shot. But says the Pnei Yeshua, it's an Isser Doraisa Mishmeres Trumosai to burn Truma Tameya for no reason. And his example is, it's usher to burn it during the day because Shraga Tehara, my Mahani, because you don't get Hanah from a candle during the day. And therefore, he says that basically on you can burn Truma Tameya on Friday late afternoon, so it's not wasting it to burn it during the day, because if you want it to burn at night, you have to light it during the day because of Shabbos, but not on Yontif late afternoon, or Yontif late afternoon, since you could light it on Yontif, it's a waste. Okay, what's the name of Shu's assumption? Burning Truma Tameya without Hana'a is an Isser Mishveres Trumosai. I will read you his words. He says, Efshir de Isura Nami Ikalad Lika Biyom She'efshir Lahadik Balayla. Okay, it's an Isser Mafshit Truma. Hey, maybe it doesn't say explicitly no rice garbana, but let's take it within the context. So I think, how about Hadlokas Truma Tameya B'yom? Right? Again, I don't mean Hadloka burning it in your fireplace when it's a cold day, or burning it in your stove when you're going to cook. That's obviously, I know you can do it today. I mean Shemen. Right? Hadlakas shemen, that's Truma Tameya, right? It's not going to give you warmth if it's January. It's not going to cook your food if you put it in your stove. All it's good for is light. And during the day, you don't need light. So says the Pnei Yeshua, Asr. But obviously, many of us disagree with him, including the Minhag Olam nowadays, that if you light Rechava candles, you're obviously disagreeing with the Pnei Yeshua. So you're saying you can light it, even though you're not getting any Hanah from it. So, I would think this also depends on this Chakira. Even if you're going to say destroying is a problem with Shmeres Trumosai, again, unless you just run on parallel, but even if you say destroying is a problem, but would you say lighting Truma Tameya, which is meant to be burnt, just that Hana'a, is that a problem? Is that a problem? That Bechor depends on this Chakira. Here you would say, like the Pnei Yeshua. It's Aser Mishog Hefset Truma. After all, if it's all about Shmir 4, Truma Dahora, you're supposed to be Shomer to eat, and Truma Tameya, you're supposed to be Shomer to be Nana for the warmth and the light. And therefore, if you burn it without being Nana for the warmth and the light, you are wasting it, and you're violating Shmira for usage, for consumption. However, if the Isser is Bizayon, then burning Truma Dahora is Bizayon. But how do you say burning Truma Tameya is Bizayon? You're supposed to burn it. You're just also supposed to enjoy it. If I enjoy it less, that doesn't make it a desire. If I'm supposed to burn it, then it should be pashut. Dimutter. Dehare Truma Tameya. It's been alpha. Alpidin. Right? The din of Truma Tameya is just to burn it. That's not a bizoyo. It's not a bizoyo to burn Truma Tameya. It's a bizoyo to burn Truma Dahara, even if you want to say the infant Salomar. So I think, basically what I'm saying is that even if it's only one of the nine after Mina 1, and say that really, according to both started the Chakira, it's possible to destroy it. According to one side, because you're losing out on eating it. According to the second side, because it's a bizoyo, and my models will sasso, kei, lashem, lo, kei, fem. I can still swear some enough Minas. How about subtle kinds of destroying? How about other kinds of destroying? Like, for example, how about a merely halachic abstract destroying? That should be usur if you're trying to save it for usage. But lachor should not be usur. It's hard to quote a bizoyim if just an abstract halachic kalos. Or how about destroying something you're supposed to destroy, but not being nene? If you're supposed to save it for usage, you're not saving it for usage. But if you're supposed to, again, this a few assumptions, but if you're just supposed to have a yuvazit, then if the Torah says to burn it, it's hard to call burning a bizoyim. So I think these could also be some nafkaminas. I'll just throw in some other, perhaps a little far out nafkaminas of this question. One of them is this really weird ritva. Why do I call this ritva really weird? Because there seems to be, again, ritva being a crescus. I don't want to get into politics here. Not really politics. It's just academics. Right? In Masada Rav Kook, it's called Kreskis, and Gittin, some people hold this the Ritvan Gittin, I'm not going to commit myself now, but whoever it is, the Ritvan Gittin has a fascinating shita. He says, it is also Mishum Mishmeres Shumosai, before you give it to us. Okay, what does the Ritvan Gittin say? It's an Agav Orcha. He's talking Tame. He says, oh, for sure it's Mutul Tame Tevel Tame. To what was here a Torah El Betruma Shivar Ufsha? Because the Isser Dar I say is your Torah is only Truma. You give it Tame Tame Truma. This is a big Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush. Because, like, who even says there's such a sentence? Who even says the words compute being the Tame Tame Truma? Can you really be Matame something Tame? Okay, the only model we have is a Kohen himself, right? Thomas Mace. Even a Kohen who's ready to come in Thomas Mace cannot be Nitma LeMace, which is itself controversial, which is not the most posh thing in the world, but that's what we assume generally. That's definitely what we generally assume, right? That's why the Kohanim's graves are generally at the edge of the Beis HaKvaros. Because if the Kohen goes to bury his relative, then he has to leave. And if he's in the middle of the cemetery, he'll have to walk over other graves to leave, and he'll be mutami himself, and that's usher. It's not his relative. Right? So you put it at the edge of the cemetery, so he'll just go to his relative's grave, but he won't have to go over any other graves. So here we see that even though he's talking to his relative, our accepted sock, he's still giving mutami himself. Okay, but that's a very loose comparison. Says the Ritva, however, it's mefor straight out, whether it's the Ritva or being Kreskas, it's mefor is black and white, it's also, he says, Sira Torah, also the right side, Mitami, even Tommy Truma, to work with. Only the second side of the Chakir, right? If it's about Shmira 4, it's already Tommy. It already can't be eaten. What's the point of, what are you being shomered from? If it's about the second side, no, it's a chilul and a bizoyon, then maybe you could say it's a bizoyon from Tommy the second time, and it's a bizoyon the third time. It's still, there's such thing as being a Tommy something.
Rebbe, I'm having a very hard time with the transmission. I don't know if anybody else is.
We can't hear him.
It's fading in and out.
He has a bad connection.
Where did I leave you? No, I'm not.
In the middle of Tevel La Kevanchinitma in Osola Tamo.
Okay, great. Okay, so what did the Ritva say? Or maybe Preskis, whoever he is, Tevel, that's Tame, you're allowed to be Tame again. But Truma, that's Tmeya, you can't be Tame again. This Lechora has to do with our, Chakira. What are we saying? According to the first side of Chakira, it's impossible to say like the Rikva. Obviously, it's Mutu Tame, Tame, Truma, because what are you saving it for? It's already Tame. So, Pashut. It's Pashut that it's Mutter against the Ritva. Even if you take the other side of the Chakira, which is that, no, it's just a Bizoyom Tami. First of all, it's a Kill Tami Tami. Then, I also would have said that it's Mutter, because there's just no Chalos, there's no act of being Tami something Tami. It's just, is not a logical phrase to discuss. But at least I could have a Havamina. At least I could think it might be Usser. So, what would I say here? I would say still, probably mutter, because you did nothing. There's not even a halos to be metami something tame, although perhaps this will tie into, again, the Mishnah on daf Yudalan of an Aleph. What if I give it a higher level of tuma, perhaps? But probably mutter because you did nothing, but you could say it's Usser, which is the Shita of the Ritva. You could say no, just like a Kohen is already Tomei, can't be with Tomei himself. That's a tool of his. Like a Shuma, that's Tomei, even though it's already useless, and you're not saving it for anything. You can't be with Tomei again, because that's a tool of its Kedusha. So the possibility of saying like the Ritva, even though the Ritva is very radical, the light of the Mishnah of Yudal and Aleph, the Mishnah of Yudal and Aleph, based on the Rukhmi kind of what the Skanik Bonim says, you're allowed to be with Tomei something Tomei. Okay, we'll have to see how he gets out of that. but might be enough. I mean, another interesting nafkamina might be what Rav Chanan says, because all the other ones discussed this Hakira. Rav Chanan says that the Ran is Mesupik. What is the shear of the Isser Mishmeres Trumosai? Right? So the Ran is Mesupik. What's the shear of this Isser? I brought you the line from the Shiran here. He says, over there, he says, maybe it's only an Isser Batame Truma of the Zaxias, or maybe it's even in a Kulshu. So Rav Chanan assumes, even though it's not really proven, that it's Usser even a Kulshu, but he says maybe Mishmeres only because the mitzvah of Achilas Truma, and then Chatzis Shear doesn't apply. Meaning, if it's Shmira 4, says Rav Chanan, maybe you could say that Nafka Mina is the Shear. I can use black here. Maybe the Nafka Mina is the Shear HaEsser, which we see that the Sharan is specific about. The Shear HaEsser, which is a Suffolk in the Chedusha Ran on Shabbos. But says Rav Chanan, he says maybe that depends on the Chakira. If the Isser is a Chilul and a Bizayon, then it should be Usser and Kolshu. Right, says Rav Chanan. What does Rav Chanan say? He says, if you take this side of the Chakira, I mean, he says one side of the Chakira, obviously implies the other, then it should be Usser and Amashu. If you're all, you're now going to be Mavaza any Kedusha. But if you say this side of the Chakira, then Efsher, Usser rock Mikzayas, because now again, I think we discussed this year the famous Beis Halevi, who says, I'm pretty sure it was this year, who said that maybe with the Achilas Kachin is even less than Mikzayas. Yes, remember in the Sugya of Lashon Kiya, Nafkilo Beis, it was this year. But Rav Chanan assumes that the mitzvah of eating Truma is only an Mikzayas, in which case maybe less than Mikzayas, there's no Shmira 4. What are you saving it for? Okay, so that based on an assumption. Based on the assumption that there's only something to save for it's a Kesayis, and that we don't say Chazal it's a roof, even half a Kesayis, maybe you'll find another half a Kesayis. But after that, you can say it's only Kesayis, and only Kesayis for saving for doing something, doing a mitzvah. But if it's a matter of an Isser, even a culture, you can't do an Isser. Maybe it's worse if you do Kesayis or these. But even a culture, you're not allowed to do an Isser. And then there's one, I'll end with one clever, very clever Nafkamina. The Avnei Nezer, as a diuk in Tosfos, says, what are the following question? It's a very theoretical question. We know that Tuma Balua is not Matame, and Tara Balua is not Mitame, meaning anything that's swallowed inside a person doesn't have to be a person, inside a living being, inside an animal, does not transmit Tuma or accept Tuma. Like classic example, if I were to swallow a gold ring and a silver ring, and the gold ring is an avatoma, and then the two of them touch my stomach, then the silver ring doesn't become tummy because it's blue. Okay, many other examples. I were to swallow a ring, right? I don't know who swallows rings nowadays. What do you do? But when you smuggle things into jail, you swallow cell phones, etc., right? They have very small cell phones, obviously. They have drugs all the time. But etc. I don't know if drugs are called Toma. I'm not exactly sure what their status is. But let's say I swallow a cell phone and I go to a funeral. It's not Tommy. So it's Balua. So if the Adonazer is deep in Tosfos, if Toma Balua was the Tommy, then if I ate Truma, it would be usher to eat Tommy food. Because then it would be with Tommy the Truma in my stomach. Okay, this is all a counterfactual. That's the technical philosophical word for Lu Yitzhak. Lu Yitzhak, there was a problem of Tuma Balua. If I ate Truma, it would be usher tokshir inkle until it was digested to eat Tame Kulin, because it would be a Tame in my stomach. So since they have this, sounds like one of these really strange, you know, throwaway diukim from Tosos. Now I can post you the Chakira. What's the problem with the Tame Truma is already in my stomach? I already ate it. I'm not losing out on any mitzvah. I already ate it. So that proves the Isser is an objective Isser of Chilul Truma and not from his Diuk and Tosos and not Shmir 4. That proves Shmir from and not Shmir 4. Because if Shmir 4, once I already ate it, why do I have to be Shomer it anymore? But if Shmir from, even though I already ate it, I still have to protect its Kavod and its Kedusha. Okay, that is the Amnei Nezer's Diuk and Tosos. Now, he thinks this proves the Chakira because it's fascinating. There's some Akron of the Derechas that did from Tosos that proves the Chakira, even though nowadays you'd often say that proves only according to Tosos. But let's just throw this out here. What do they call the mountain here? You call it Bikanti. Colorful, as it were, Nafmina. The Avnei Nezer says the Avnei Nezer, he doesn't say it's Nafmina. He says it one side. Whatever someone says, because of this nice Nafmina, we can prove one side, that means. And if it was the other way, you would prove the other side. Right? He says, what about being Nitame Truma Belua Bebeten Hakoi? Truma in the Kohen's stomach. The truth is not enough, Gamina, because you can't be. It's not Makabel Toma if it's in the Kohen's stomach. But Lu Yitzur, right? Lu Yitzur says the Avnei Nezer. This proves the Hakira. He basically wants to say, this proves Rabbi Ephraim's side of the Chakira. What's his proof? His proof is that then it should be mutter. You know, again, if it was possible. Because it's really not possible to be something in Bolivar. If it was possible, then it would be mutter. Sorry, I assume that if you're taking notes, you just keep going to the left here. And you understand what I'm trying to do. Then it would be mutter. But here is, he says, Nadayim from Tosfos, that is Usser, Tosfos where, he's Nadayim from a Tosfos in, wherever he is, he's Nadayim from a Tosfos in Chulin, that it's Usser, in which case, he's Nadayim from Tosfos in Chulin, like the second side of the Chakira, it's not Shmir 4, because then once it's eaten, you've already accomplished it. It's Shmir from, even though it's eaten, you still have to protect its Kedusha and Tara. Okay, that's a colorful Nafkamina, but you see there's a very, very fundamental Chakira here that's really going to underlie a lot of the Sugyas in the sort of third of the first parak, which is the Sugyas big thing we're putting this kind of
coin. Just to clarify, both in the Shiva, it has to be a one, whatever. find also nothing for the Erevta. That's under the assumption that Mishmeres Truma Siri applies to Truma Tumei also, correct?
Correct, which actually is...
Isn't that like a combination with two Yashos that we're competing? Mishmeres Truma Siri, Mishmeres Truma Siri, Mishmeres Truma Siri, and also the Isser Rabbi Kamei?
Correct. Correct, that's a good point, meaning they're assuming that it's actually my folks that not. Do you darshan echa truma tahora v'echa truma tmeya? Or do you darshan echa truma tahora v'echa truma tmeya, perhaps? And even if you do darshan echa truma tahora v'echa truma tmeya, Ari's asking, do you darshan that in the context of the Isser Mishmeres, or just as a remez that there isn't a ton of coin? So great, they're making that assumption. You could just deny that assumption and say, forget about this. That's a good hora. I accept that hora. Put a little asterisk that you could just say that there's no Mishmeres Trumosai about Trumotmei in the first place. And then it's not an issue. As a matter of fact, it's not even clear that we darshan anything from Trumotahora because there's a daya that says there's a different reason we know that a coin where you give him a coin Trumotmei from low rule of Hora. Well, but there is a rule. So you write this based on assumption. This is all a big Imtim Tzolomer. You write this in Imtim Tzolomer. I'm going to be Matriach. I'll be Matriach. Liam again. This is all Imtim Tzolomer. The Shayach Din Mishmeres. The Shruma Tameya. Or let's a little better. It's a Lomar. Didarshinan Trumosai. That's from Lashon Rabim. Echad Truma Tehora. The Echad Truma Temeya. Legabe Din Mishmeres. Right? That's what you're trying to say, Ari? Okay, that's all correct. The answer is low. If you're not in the Lomar, then you don't even get off the ground. Okay, Rabosai.
Really?
Yes.
I seem to recall from the Achiezer that there is a law by Karchim, the Kol Kodesh Lo Tiga, to be Rambam says in Parash Yud that Karchim, you learn Truma from Karchim, so there is a law there. I remember from the Achiezer, but I'm not. My memory might be failing me.
I remember correctly, it's a machlokis and makos between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
Whether that means achila, whether it means achila or nigia, right? And if I recall correctly, that's good with machlokis and Rish Lakish, and I thought we paskined achila. How do you think we paskined?
The Rambam by Karchim says that there's a love of lotigab.
They talking about achila or talking about nigia?
The Rambam passes by Nigia, right? And I was thinking, I remember the Achiezer being Ma'arich on this. They don't remember what he said.
Okay. Look, this is the thing. Rabbi Shlokish says, okay, I think the pashtus here is Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not looking for Nagia. The pashtus is that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says you're not looking for Nagia. We always possibly Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. I have to check out the Achiezer. I mean, the pashtus that we all.
You're not Loker, you still could be over out of love. Holy
God. No, but you're not. Right, the simple shot is you're not Loker because that's not what it means, unless you want to be Kaddish. No, it has different layers of meaning. Anyway, okay, kids, sir, we have to check out that Achiezer.
From the Rambam, it's clear it's an Isser and it's not a love.
What?
It's an Isser and not a love. Because he possibly holds like Rabbi Yochanan that it's an Isser to be Mitami Kachim, but it's not a love.
No, the question is Isser means Sad what? Right, mitzad b'chol kodesh will seek our mitzad mishmeres trumosai, or
something. Yeah, else for sure that
he because he sees trumas being metamic truma as a tat seif of being metamic kachim.
Okay, so
Rabbi, I'm just sorry for going back. I just remember the Achiezer in the context of the Mishnah and Truma, that's how he explained the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rash Mishans, on how to encourage the Mishnah and Truma that you brought with Rabbi Yeshua.
Okay, so let us get back to it then. Okay, Glee Nedder, we'll get back to it. That's a good Hara. And Glee Nedder, we'll get back to it. It's a good Hara, but I'm not prepared for it, so Glee Nedder, we'll get back to it. Okay, Shkach. Let's just go weiter for a moment and deal with another issue that all of the Mefarshim deal with on our sugya, which is the question of Shalshus, right? Agam Orcha, what comes up here? We all know this year was the sugya, right? What do we learn in this Brisa and Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph? It said, I'll read it to you again, Arba Soshacholim Shabbos, Marmas Kolim Tnei Shabbos, Misarfen Shumas Tmeas Flus Tahoros, Mishairin Minatahoros, Mazon Shte Sudos, Kne Lechol Ad Arba Shoals, Dibre, where Elizabeth Yudis Vartosa, Sharm Shem Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, so you Mishair two Sudos. The obvious question is, why are you Mishair two Sudos and not three Sudos? After all, you need Shal Shudas on Shabbos. What happened to Shal Shudas? How do you eat Shal Shudas is what everyone is very concerned about here. So how do you eat Shal Shudas if you're only leaving two Sudos? So let us figure out the different solutions, right? I think there are two solutions that are popular nowadays, although there are more than that. What do we do about Shal Shudas? So, what is the diuk that many Rishonim have from here? The diuk is, we don't leave three sudos. Why don't we leave three sudos? Because Shal Shudas has to be in the afternoon, right? Pashas, that's what Rashi means. It's a very confusing Rashi here. The Achronim really go crazy trying to figure out this Rashi, because what does Rashi say? Mazon Shei Shudas Vol Shalosh. The Chol Shal Shudas Shabbos Arvis Shachshu Mincha. That's very clear. Rashi says Shal Shudas has to be in Mincha. The Rambam also says, I didn't put on the Makor sheet, he doesn't discuss our sugya. I have no idea whether it made a deal from our sugya, whether he just thought so. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos Ol Chazayin, you have to eat three sudas of Shabbos, Arba Shachar Sumincha. Right? The exact same lashon as this Rashi. Neither of them took from the other, just like a pashut lashon. And then he says in Erev Pesach, Asur Lecho Min HaMincha L'mala. Okay, it's a little unclear what he means by Asur Lecho Min HaMincha L'mala, since really, if you look in our Zachim, it says Samach Lemincha you can't eat. And that's Samach Lemincha Ketana, and Shal Shudas Lemincha Gdola. The simple shot is, and this is why I think most Akronim read Rashi, you have to have Arva Shachar Sumincha, and in Erev Pesach, you can't eat Minimincha Lemala because Chametz is Usher. And Matzah is Usher. Right? So, meaning, simple shot is not referring to Arva Zachim. Everyone remembers, from elementary school, Arva Zachim, Samach Lemincha, Yochal Adam Ashi Techshach. Pashas, he's not talking about the mission of Arvei Pesachim, because we pass and that's only from 10 hours and on. And then we talk for Shal Shudas. What he means is, you have to eat Shal Shudas Minim in Cholamala, and in Erev Pesach, you can't eat Minim in Cholamala because Chametz is Asur and Matzah is Asur. That eliminates all the things that you can make a Suda out of. Exactly. Asur Lechol a Suda. Correct. No, but no one thinks it's Asur Lechol a snack, so that's, you know, obviously he only means Asur Lechol a Suda. I mean, even whether it's Arvei Pesachim, whether it's here or there, there's no matter what reason, it's mutter to eat a snack. So you can't be, don't make the deal that he doesn't let you eat anything.
Two questions. What's the makar that all the Rishonim are coming to say that you have to eat Shal Shudas
How do all the Rishonim know you have to eat Shal Shudas after Mincha? So what's the makar? So the only two possibilities, either the makar is Svara, or the makar is this line in the Gemara. Right? Meaning, you look in the Meiri and the Tosfin and Peretz, etc., they all say, Yesh Bedaikim Mikan, that you need to eat in the afternoon. Or you look in the rain and he says, not like those are Bedaikim Mikan. So if there's a Makar, this is the only candidate. Or else it's a Svara. Meaning, for Rashi, it's not clear. Did he only come to this conclusion because of this Gemara? Or did he know that means Svara beforehand? For the Rambam, it's not clear. For the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah doesn't write his Makar. Is it Makar this Gemara or is it just a Svara? But from other Rishonim, it's very clear. You look at Tosfos and Peretz, it's very clear the Makar is this Gemara, right? I have it here. What does he say? He says something along the lines of, Mikan mashma, the ain of the yachol levarich b'entzusur shal shachris u'yasim rafik zemosim lift up other shalosh shudas. You can't just eat two meals in the morning. Mikan mashma, and he thinks it's a good deal because if you're allowed to eat two meals in the morning, you can eat one first thing in the morning, one in the fourth hour, and you know manage somehow. So it's really if there's a makor, this is a makor. So yes.
It's also could you be
I'm not sure. I mean, simple pshat, yes. But I don't know if it's a deep mukhrav, because you could just be saying that shalosh shudas has to be in the afternoon, and in Erev Pesach, it's usher to eat bread in the afternoon, so you don't need bread. But it sounds like you don't need shalosh shudas at all in Rashi. I would say the simple pshat in Rashi is that you can daik that you're only eating with bread, which is really the majority opinion. Sure. Yeah, but I'm assuming it means from, you know, Mikra Gedola. Otherwise, Rashi doesn't make sense. You don't save. That's true. That's true. That's a good point. Okay, Shmuel's right. I don't think it's a deep at all. He's saying, why don't you save a third meal? Because it would have to be in the afternoon, and you can't eat a third meal of chametz in the afternoon. Whether or not you can be yotzei with fish and or cucumbers, he's not telling us.
Is there any way that
would be very radical. If he thinks this man shall should have mincha ketana, then he's moving to army pesachim and saying you can't have a suda for mincha ketana. That would be very radical because we don't find anyone else in the world who ever said you need to eat shalosh shudas for mincha ketana. Not a proof, right? It could be. Correct. Absolutely. Let me just think about this for 1 second. I didn't find anyone who said that maybe Rashi's trying to hint to us that you can't eat anything, that Rashi Oshal Shudas has to be from Mincha Ketana, which is saying you can't eat any bread whatsoever because of the first mission of Yitzchak. That would be a big finish. I didn't find any Achronim who said that, but that doesn't mean that. It could be Pshat of Rashi. Just, you know, doesn't seem to be a popular Pshat of Rashi. Unless that's what he means. You can't eat minimum chulamala because of the Isser of Chametz. Why didn't he say you can't eat for 5 hours and on? Well, because it's only relevant minimum chulamala when you eat shal shudas. Taki, you can't eat chametz for 5 hours and on. But the relevant point is you can't eat chametz for mincha on. That's how I'm reading Rashi. I'm not the only one who reads Rashi this way. I think that's how the Pnei of Shua meant, and there's definitely there's a Pirish called Pirchei Kahuna, which I just found by looking at the Rambam on the Bar Ilan, who interpreted Rashi this way. That's what I think Rashi means. I think Rashi means because you can't eat chametz minimum chulamala because of the assert of chametz, and even though you can't eat chametz even for the fifth hour, but that's not relevant. The relevant part minimum chulamala. So here might be the deal, right? Efshar l'dayek, right? Efshar l'dayek that you can't eat shalosh shudas in the afternoon. If there's a mokor, this is the mokor. So let's just ask. Can you eat Suda Shlishis in the morning? Who holds yes? On our sheet, we saw the Uraim. Who holds yes? And the Marami Rittenberg was like, hedged his bets on this. And clearly, there's this Yesh Omrim that's supposed to be a person everyone's struggling with. Although we don't know the name, right? The Uraim clearly held yes. And the Rami Rutenberg quoted in the Sefer Tashbetz, they call it the Tashbetz Cup, right? Because there's two shuts called Tashbetz by two different people named Shin, the son of someone named Sadi, right? There's the famous one, the long book by the sort of late North African Rishon, Rav Shimon Ben Semach Duran, I think was his name, which is the more famous one. There's a little book by Rav Shimshon ben Tzadok, a Talmud of the Rambam Rittenberg, who mostly just wrote down the Minhag of the Rambam Rittenberg. It's a very tiny book. And that's what this one is. And it says, he used the Hedges Bets, right? The Maharam in Rittenberg, even though this brackets at the end, it says not that way. You know, he would eat in the morning, and also, in case he wasn't guilty, eat fruits in the afternoon. But basically, says the Rayam, yes. Says so many other people here, the Rambam, if you want to know where it is, Rashi in our sugya, the Tosfos and Peretz in our sugya, the Meiri in our sugya. Rashi, Tosfos and Peretz, and Meiri Khan, they say no. Where do they get it from? They might get it from a diok in our Gemara, right? The Tosfos and Peretz says, Mikan Yesh L'dayik. And it could very well be that's Rashi open as well, right? And then they would have a diok from our Gemara. The proof is our Gemara. That you only save Shtei Sudos. Okay, how does the Urayim get out of this proof? Which then you see the Tosfos and Peretz goes back and forth, ping pongs back. How does the Urayim get out of this proof? The Urayim says you can be yotzei in the morning, and you taka eat three meals, one at night and two in the morning. So why does it only say you save two meals?
You can only eat that much food.
Right, because even if you eat three meals, even if you eat two meals in the morning, you can only eat one meal worth of food because... You know, just because you decide to do a halachic halos of shalosh shudis doesn't mean your stomach is twice as big, right? The assumption is on Shabbos, everyone eats until they're full. It's still true nowadays. So therefore, if you're full from, I don't know, 1,200 grams of bread, then if you have one meal, you'll eat 1,200 grams of bread. If you split into two meals, you'll eat 600 grams of each meal. So in the end, you're only saving two sudas worth, right? So how can you be docha the proof? How can you... of the proof, you can, and this Urayim and probably other people held like him, I don't know their name, is quoted in all the Rishonim, right? All the Rishonim, they say, oh, not like those people who are, you know, some people want to answer, and as a matter of fact, some of the Rishonim say, and we know it's not a proof because you could answer the way, but I still think I'm right, right? The Meiri says, Taka, I don't have a proof in the Sugya because I know how they would be docha, but I still think I'm right. You'd be docha the proof in a few ways. The main way to be docha the proof is, the Urayim and other Rishonim. There was a name in Tosfos and Peretz who was docha this, right? It was a name we're not familiar with, right? The what? Here we are. Kachos of Arab Delacroix. Delacroix, that's still a French name, no? Delacroix? Arab Delacroix. The Rav Delacroix said this, you're right. The Urayim and the Meiri said this. He didn't hold for this, but he says, I admit you can get out of this, right? It's not a Shita. But, and the Rav Delacroix, right? The S in French at the end of the word is silent, as you know. So the Rav Delacroix and the Urayim and others, they all say that no, that's not a good diuk. That's not a good diuk. Because you really just eat one meal worth of food as two meals. So you only save two sudas worth of food, one suda for the night, one suda for the morning, but you talk eat three sudas, one suda at night and two in the morning, you just split it in half. That's the main way to be docha. That's the main way to be docha, this proof. There are two other ways to be docha the proof, but they're both in the Talmud Rashba, theoretically, and one of the Meiri. Theoretically, you could say that, how else could you be docha the proof? Theoretically, you could say that, no, mitzad helchos Shabbos efshar lotzeis yedei chovas suda shlishes baboker. But mitzad hechus pesach, the rules are not to eat shalshudas in the morning. Because if you split your meal in two in the morning, what might happen? If you eat two meals in the morning, what might happen? You might go too late, right? The Mihiri points this out as his additional story at the Talmud of Rashba. Aval gazru be'erev Pesach shema yimashech besudosav, right? Maybe if you have two meals, it'll go too late and you'll violate the Isser of Chametz, right? We find this in the Talmud of Rashba and the Mi'iri as another possibility. There's a third way to be doche this if you want, sorry. What's the third way to be doche the proof is, this is what Talmud of Rashba sounds like when they were being top. Maybe you could be yotzei shalosh shudos in the morning, but if you hold it's lechatchila to eat peiros for shalosh shudos, if you hold mini targima, right? That lechatchila, you're allowed to eat non-bread for shalosh shudos, right? Which is a very minority sheet of the Rishonim. Is a minority sheet of Rishonim, is a sheet that's really not given credence, lechatchila, by the Machaber and the classic Achronim, but nowadays a lot of people are knowing this lechatchila. I don't like it, but I'm Machaber, Mishaburiyat. But I know a lot of people are very mental about this nowadays. If you hold this lechatchila to eat peiros for shalosh shudos, then maybe you could be yotzei in the morning, but like, why bother yourself if you could just be yotzei lechatchila of peiros in the afternoon? And that's what the Talmud HaRashba seems to quote from Minim Tah, right? Talmud HaRashba, I don't know from, but I'll pee from Minim Tah, the shame. Alpi Rabbeinu Tam says that Yachol Lotzeis Baboker Aval Ram Lotzeis Lechatchila Bepeiros Achar Tzarayim. It's not a deal. Why do you save two meals and not three meals? You could be yotzei by saving three meals and eating three meals, two in the morning. But why go out of your way? We can also be yotzei eating fruits in the afternoon. That's more convenient. Right?
Maybe when you gave shiur on Bukhoros, we had the toast was on Al Shem Rahim Achirim Lo Yisham Al Picha. And there he quoted Rabbi Nitam that Charles Shulz was only an Eitz HaTova.
Okay, that's not what they quote here, but that would be another answer, right? That's not so important. You should also have to tree up yourself. Okay, fair enough. Yes.
I don't know if it's Shami, but
the Talmud of Rashba is. At the Rashba, the Talmud is something totally different.
So if you're saying,
exactly. It's a mind. We don't reconcile. It's a machlokas. We don't reconcile. Nah, I don't think we can. That's the rush. You're quoting me the rush from the beginning of our episode. Again, who would I trust more to report Rabbeinu Tam, the rush or the Talmud of Rashba? The stump of the rush. Although, you never know who the Talmud of Rashba is. You have to be careful if you don't know who you're messing with. Who knows? And sometimes it could be maybe the Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. Maybe, there are two interpretations of what Rabbeinu Tam, or they say what he did. But then that's not dope for the proof. Because if it's only the Yevon meeting Targima, then Lechachila, they should have saved three sudas and yotzei in the morning. I can only be dope for the proof to say that Lechachila, it's okay to use meeting Targima. That's why he didn't bother to save three sudas. Okay, now,
Did you say before that there was a svara? A pure svara to say that you should wait till after Mincha?
Perhaps. Let me just ask the simple question. If you hold like all these, and here I don't have any lumpness to say about it, but it's just an interesting question. Why? Right? What's the svara? Whether the Rambam got and Rashi got it from svara? Or whether someone was a diet for sugya, but still needs a svara. What's the svara? So here, there are a lot of more agadic philosophical svaras, although I'm far from convinced of them, but I've seen let's call it two or three svaras, says the Bach, and I'm not sure the first two are really necessarily different, but says the Bach, he says based on the famous Torah, he says something fascinating about Shabbos. What is fascinating about the davening of Shabbos as opposed to any other day of the year, whether holy or profane? Every Shemon Esri is different, right? You don't have that in Yontif. You don't have that. Okay, we're shutting in Kippur, we have something special in Musaf, but every of the normal Shemon Esris is not different, right? You certainly don't have that in Yom Chol, etc. But in Shabbos, the bracha of Kedushayom is totally different. Musaf doesn't count. Obviously, the bracha of Musaf is different because that's the Musaf Hayom, right? No one expects you on Rosh Hashanah Musaf should be the same, or Kippur Musaf should be the same, or on Pesach and Shavuos, or on Rosh Chodesh Musaf should be the same. I'm talking about Shachris Melech and Makrif, which are not Musaf, they are the regular ones. On every other day of the year, we're the same, from Yom Kippur to an average Tuesday, except on Shabbos, they're different. So why are they different on Shabbos? So I have no idea what the historians say about it. Maybe they just say, stop. You're a story, you're always at liberty to say stop. The Torah famously says that no, it's three different aspects of Shabbos Ligamre. We know Pikabala also the different aspects of Shabbos, which is where this is also in the Torah we get Ba, Bo, and Bam, or in most in Hagen. He says one is about Shabbos Bereishis. That's why this really this first question, right? What is Shabbos of creation? That's why Friday night in the Bar of Davening we talk about by Chulash Maimaris V'Chol Tzavah, right? By Chalukah Mayim Shvi, etc. Then there's the Shabbos of Matan Torah, which is Shachris Yismach Moshe V'Matnas Chelko, right? You have another one called Chutz Bereshit V'Omdol V'Nam Ushnelu Chas Avonim Hori B'Yado V'Chasvim Shmir Shabbos. And then Kibrisi Benyu Benecha, right? Friday night. I know all these themes are found in Kitzer, but Friday night is about Hashem creating the world. So Shabbos morning is about the Shabbos of revelation of Hashem's of Hashem who's bris with us, and Shalosh Shabbos is about the Shabbos of Geula, loss of Lavo. that we ask for, first of all, Kol Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, you know, which is a sort of messianic sort of hint, and we ask Menucha Shleima Shatar Tzabah, etc. Yeah, it's a little bit more of a stretch. Talk about the Shabbos of the Geula, right? There's a famous Jewish philosopher who was, you know, from but not Yeshivish. I don't know exactly what word to call him. Franz Rosenzweig, who wrote a whole book of Jewish philosophy based on this Torah, and he has a whole, okay, all kinds of words based on these three vertices, technically, of creation, revelation, redemption.
It's also, it's parallel to Askinus Udasa.
Yeah, I mean, Lassa Lava was, okay, Lassa Lava Gula. Yeah, Lassa Lava Gula, what? I mean, I don't think it would have to be, but I think that's where the Torah goes with it.
If you want to get mystical, it's parallel to Askina Sedusa that has the same three concepts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, you know, they all came from similar sources. Anyway, Kitzer, so says the Bach, you know why you need a Suda, Arba, Shachar, and Mincha, not just three Suda Stam? Because you need a separate Suda for each aspect of Shabbos. Okay, therefore says the Bach, and the three aspects of Shabbos are only in certain times. Shabbos, the Mekubalim, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Mekubalim, and this is some people are makbid on this. Not everyone's makbid on this. I'm not convinced one has to be makbid on this. Maybe it depends on the Mekubalim you are. But the Mekubalim are makbid, you know, the question of we all daven Maariv Friday night and then have our Suda, usually. Except for those people who do the trick with early Shabbos sometimes nowadays, that's popular. Everyone has no choice but to daven Shachris and then have your suit in the morning because we're so well done, we're not allowed to eat before Shachris. And the whole question is really the afternoon, right? Do you daven Mincha and then Shal Shudas or Shal Shudas and then Mincha? My impression for most people I know is like whatever works out conveniently on that day. But this is very unclear. The Aruch HaShulchan brings out three shitas. There's a shita written in Talmud, which no one even heard of. who says you're only allowed to eat shal shudas before mincha, but not for a Shabbos-like reason, because after mincha, between mincha and mariv, you're not allowed to eat anything because it's, you get asura. Yeah, the Gemara says whoever drinks between mincha and mariv on Shabbos, it's very dangerous, etc. Okay, so when Tom says you're not allowed to eat shal shudas after mincha, clearly we don't hold that way. The main issue halacha is you can eat shal shudas before davening. For after davening mincha, as long as it's in the afternoon. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, both and other Sfarim, and Kabbalah Sfarim, obviously, Kofim and Kabbalah, no, you have to eat after mincha. Why? Because there has to be Tefillah Suda, Tefillah Suda, Tefillah Suda. Therefore, you have to eat Mariv before the night Suda, unlike some people who make early Shabbos and then want to say Kriya Shema with Brachos and Mizbanah without Mariv later. You have to eat Shachris before lunch, which is easy, and you have to eat Mariv before Shabbos, it has to be Tefillah, meaning the Kiyam of Shabbos, I know it doesn't say Chetzi L'Hashem and Chetzi L'Hashem on Shabbos, but the Kiyam of Shabbos is the integration of Tfilos and Sudos. Not just that a Suda is nearer Tfilos and shares a theme like the Bach, but the Kiyam is Davka to integrate Tfilos and Sudos. Okay, that's the uniqueness of Shabbos. In which case, of course, Shal Shudas has to be in the afternoon, because it has to be after Mincha. And meaning, it's not just that it's vaguely so it has to be after Mincha, so I'll keep them a Kubalim, again, I'm not really makbid on this. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, hems and haws a bit, says, really have to be makbid. It's nice, perhaps. I don't think the Mishnah brings down these mekubalim at all. But I'll pee the mekubalim. What are you going to say? Because Shabbos needs to be tefillah suda. And if you would eat shal shudas in the morning, you would eat tefillah suda, tefillah suda, suda, tefillah. And that's against the whole idea of Shabbos. They can switch off tefillahs and sudos to have the proper integration of tefillahs and sudos. Right? Maybe suda needs to be coming off of tefillah. You have to bring the energy of the tefillah to the suda. That's part of the uniqueness of the owning Shabbos. that the suda follows a tefillah. Okay, very interesting philosophical idea. So then that would also explain why the sheet of Rov Rishonim against the Iranian, which we passed, by the way, like Rov Rishonim. Don't be confused because you saw people eat two meals this year on Erev Pesach morning. That doesn't mean that's the halacha. We paskin against the Iranian. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he says only one suda in the morning. What happens in Maron Rittenberg was Yotzi with Pierce in the afternoon, but just has an extra chumre, two sudas in the morning in case the Iranian was right. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a nice chumre, two sudas in the morning in case the Iranian was right, even though that's not the real psak. So you should know, where are two sudas in the morning? That was a chumra in case the Iranian's right, not the real psak. The main psak, if you can. Let me just add one thing, and then scroll. L'chor, the pashup shot of why the Rambam say shachris, arvish shachris mincha, is probably not like the Mubalim, probably not like the Bach. It's probably just stam, svara of when, how to enjoy eating. It's obviously, if you want oneg Shabbos, it's not oneg to, eat too many meals at once, and then no meals, just a swerve of oneg is that, not that I should have two meals 5 minutes apart from each other and then fast for 11 hours. Isvara, that's not oneg, the swerve of oneg, that each time of the day when a person is hungry and wants to eat, they eat. So the pashup shot is these are very nice ideas, and very deep ideas and very inspiring ideas. But the pashup shot is that no, it's just oneg, that, to enjoy yourself, you don't need to eat three meals a day. If I made you eat three meals a day at the wrong time, that would be enjoyable. Enjoyable is eat three meals a day at different times. So that's just what did the Rambam probably hold? He probably just held that pashup shot, you never know, is that it's just a svara of oneg. It's a svara of oneg that you should eat in the morning and the afternoon. Not that you should eat too much in the morning and not enough in the afternoon or etc. That I thought was the pashup shot. Correct, but apparently that was a shita which was not well known and no one was chushish for. Okay, now let us just review briefly how are you yotze shal shudis, right? Because here's where all the rishonim discuss it. How are you yotze shal shudis? Why don't they all discuss it in daf mem tes? Because daf mem tes doesn't mention saving sudos, which the Baltimore thinks is significant, and other people think isn't. But how are you Yotze Sudash Shit on Shabbos Erev Pesach? The how are you Yotze Shal Shudas on Shabbos Erev Pesach? What are the different approaches? So we know one answer is the Urayim. Right? The Urayim is that you have Shtei Sudos in the morning and before Arba Shos. Okay, what does the Mechaber tell us? What solution does the Mechaber give? To eat non-bread meal in the afternoon. Right? Which is the Talmud Rashba quoting Rebbe Tam. Right? I mean, he doesn't know the Talmud Rashba. He just knows that if you look at the Rishon HaMol or Shas, there's a Shita. You can be yotzei in the afternoon. He says, it's the best you can do. This is Shita Mechaber. Over here in our sugya, the Talmud Rashba. B'shem Rebbe Tam. What's called Mine Targima. Why? Because the Gemara in Sukkah says you can mashlim sugas of Sukkahs with Mine Targima. From which some Rishonim deduce, you could be mashlim sudas Shabbos with Mine Targima. So what Mine Targima are is very controversial. They either mean snacks or meat and fish and meal foods or mizonos, which is why the poskim say that eat snacks, but it's even more better to eat meat and fish. And then some of the Lord says, Mishra, later comes say it's even more better to eat mizonos. Right, I personally this year had kneiblach soup with kneiblach before the 10th hour, before Arvei Pesach Pesach LeMincha, between Mincha and the 10th hour. I also did the Urayim, went to my Rav. That's my shul done very early. what are some of the other solutions suggested that we saw? Okay, what did the Rosh think?
Matzah Shira.
Right, exactly. The Rush, not here, but not Rabbi Pesachim, the Shem, Rabbi Yutam, Matzah Ashira. That's what Sfardim do nowadays. They eat Matzah Ashira. Not in the 10th hour of Elan, because that's some of the Mincha. Sfardim do that. The Orcha Shulchan thinks Ashkenazim can also do that. I heard Rav Schefter passing up the Orcha Shulchan. Okay, not a pretty good thing to do. I don't think it's the majority of Pesach. It's the Orcha Shulchan. You can eat matzah shira. Sfardim do that, and Ashkenazim will follow the Aruch HaShulchan do that. They eat matzah shira. Obviously, not some of them in Kiktana, because that is the Yochalot of Matzah Tevsha, but between 6.5 and 10 hours.
You're going to say number 10, but it doesn't matter when you eat matzah shira. You won't eat
the target of all the grass, you can eat it after. The 10th hour, although the Mishnah does say it's better to eat before the 10th hour, just be extra machmir. Or to have not so much of it. These are some of the main solutions that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch Mishavura. There's some other solutions that are mentioned in some of the more obscure poskim. There's the Sefer HaKarnes, who says to me, crazy radical, that I really don't understand at all how you could, I mean, I understand you could say, but the Sefer HaKarnes or Moshe Parnes and Tamil Maram and Rupert, he's not so famous. Maybe he just was too radical. But there's the Sefer. In the Sefer Parnes, he says something very exceedingly surprising. What does he say? It's a total Agam Orcha, which like you wonder, is there a total sofa or something? He says, there's a Tosefta that says you cook, you bake matzah before Shabbos, when Shabbos is Erev Pesach. And the sheet of most of the Rishon Ashkenaz was that you have to bake matzah from the time of Shkitzah Pesach onwards, either Erev Pesach afternoon or at the Seder. Says, why do you bake matzah on Erev Shabbos? Like, does that mean the kula of everyone now? Right? Some Chassidish Rebbes are still makbid on this. They get the slot in the matzah bakery Erev Pesach afternoon, and are yotzei from all the Rishonim. And not only that, I have a friend who's very makbid on this, so he just bought a matzah oven, and he bakes himself Erev Pesach afternoon. And what does he do if Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Then he bakes on the Seder night. That's what the Sefer Parnes thought you should do. But, so why didn't Tosefta say to make before Shabbos? Yesh lefarish ofer matzah ve'lechol b'Shabbos to the shlishish b'shom mitzvah. Ola hachol etinokos. No, you're not yotzei with matzah you make on Friday. Forget our factories that baked 2 months ago. No, it's either to feed the kids, kids are allowed to eat, or for shal shudis. What does that say? He thinks you can eat matzah for shal shudis. Not matzah shira. Matzah for shal shudis. Oh, the Yerushalmi says. What does Yerushalmi say? You say the dirty words, not me?
kilo ochel matir pesli l'balor sas beischamav. We know the machlokes is whether or not it applies in the morning, but it clearly applies in the afternoon, right? So apparently he thinks, nah, that's an iser drabanan, that's an iser kal, and they weren't goals in ramakom mitzvah shal shunis, which that's so crazy. The Bavli doesn't say anything. Even the Yishami kabolor sas beischamav. You like on the first of all, we're not sure how big the iser kabolor sas beischamav is. Pasha, that's an iser drabanan. Although Pashas, that's a serious issue to Rabbanan. Although you wonder, because in Yehuda, it seems like they weren't makban on it, right? They would say Shem Brach Zayirsin, or maybe once they said Shem Brach Zayirsin, it became okay. anyway, but I don't recommend Bolo Shasta Beis Chamav. But it could be that it's an exaggerated Lashon. You know, often these things are exaggerated Lashon. Anyone who gets angry is like they worship Abu Zara. And it's good for Musser, but not really. so it's not really. Maybe he thinks it's a very light yisur. If shalom b'makom mitzvah, they were goes. Or b'makom mitzvah, they weren't goes. This would be a radical shitas yachid, and like I just don't see how it can be a tall sofer. Like the whole sentence flows that way, so it must just be a radical shitas yachid. But this sefer Harnes has a radical shitas yachid. It is mutter lechol matzah. Listen to shlishis. No one holds that. Don't worry about it. And then the Magen Avraham quotes them a real clever solution, which I know people who did it this year, although, you know, I wasn't maybe creative enough. But what's the Magen Avraham's clever solution? Exactly. Did anyone here do Matzah B'Shalos this year? Okay. What? I said, I know someone who did it. And the truth is, Kneidlach is matzah b'shelis, but that I don't think it's what that's in the Maharil meant, because it's matzah that you grind up the little pieces and cook. I think he meant what David Roth did this year. You actually take like regular matzahs and you cook them a little and then dry them out. And then I don't know exactly how they taste.
He would, you make a matzah. These people make a matzah.
Exactly. That's the Kneidlach Arizonos. Matzah b'shelis, big pieces, right? Depends on the size or not. Right, big piece of matzah b'shelis, and matzah b'shelis, it wasn't even possible to kiss it because he didn't cook it with oil and sugar, etc. Anyway, so matzah b'shelis, the Zohar, right? The Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar. What? It's the same idea, meaning a kind of bread that's matzah, but it doesn't count as matzah on the Seder. It's just a different intensity.
You have to worry about...
Right, exactly. This means matzah that's baked, but you bake it with sugar, or nowadays you bake it with grape juice, or with eggs, or etc. And this means regular matzah that you then just boil up in a pot.
No, but also, but you know, I think you would have much more that sort of... Push, there is much more pushback in post-cooking for matzah shira than matzah.
Exactly. Matzah Shira, most Ashkenazim hold as usher for Minig Ashkenaz. No one thinks matzah themselves is usher. They just think that it's too inconvenient, so we're not hyped to do it. The Zohar
about Gebrox? Doesn't he hold Gebrox?
Ah, of course. Obviously, if you're not going on Gebrox, you wouldn't eat matzah themselves. Right, but we're being done at Willa Hafsos. The Zohar says that Rishon Bar Yochai was Yotzei B'Divrei Torah. On Erev Pesach, which is not clear how seriously to take this. The Aruch HaShulchan, a lot of Acharonim seem to take it as Lav Dafka. He doesn't really mean he was Yotzei B'Divrei Torah. He meant, he said Divrei Torah instead to have an experience parallel to Shal Shudis, but he didn't mean he was Halachli Yotzei B'Divrei Torah. But you should know that, you know, there are people nowadays who take this seriously and say, if he can be Yotzei B'Divrei Torah, we can also be Yotzei B'Divrei Torah sometimes. He was Yotzei B'Divrei Torah, but it didn't work out for him to have bread. So if it doesn't work out for us to have bread, we could also be Yotzei B'Divrei Torah, even if, you know, we could have. And the Meiri says, and this is what a lot of our Achronim such there, Hashem say the Zohar meant. The Zohar doesn't really mean you're Yotzei B'Divrei Torah. Give me a break. That's ridiculous. I mean, we're all in favor of D'Vrei Torah. And as a matter of fact, we all think that it enhances your Shabbos to say D'Vrei Torah, even in a strictly halachic sense. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of three sudos. That's a different part of Shabbos than Divrei Torah. They're not interchangeable. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Zohar didn't literally mean Yotzei B'Divrei Torah. He meant that you're potter from Shalosh Shudis. And if you're potter from Shalosh Shudis, then, but he still wanted to have a special experience, so he said Divrei Torah instead to have like a nice Shabbos experience. But You know, so the Meiri and maybe the Zohar, right? I saw other Rechon also interpret the Zohar this way. It means, no, you're putter. The Meiri says you're just putter from Shal Shudis. Why are you putter from Shal Shudis? He says, number one, because you can't be yotzei after mincha, and therefore, and sorry, you can't be yotzei before mincha, and after mincha you're not allowed to eat. And he says, and even so, they were putter from Shal Shudis just because, even though Arvei Pesachim some of the mincha, they only assert from the 10th hour and on, but to Chayv and Shal Shudis, they were really afraid of your appetite. So therefore they potter from Shal Shudis. Anyway, Pash, it could be you're just potter from Shal Shudis, Halach Lamaisa, Sfardim, Paskin like Gimel, most Ashkenazim, Paskin like Beis, and some are Machmer for Aleph and Beis, and we assume that you're not totally potter. Okay. These are the different shitas.
What about matzah baked with negative kavana, not to be yotzei yedei chova?
The famous kula of, who is this? This from Frank, right?
Rav Jolti passed in that way to the hotels about 50 years ago.
Famous kula of Rav Jolti, which they still do in the army, I believe, right, in some hotels. The famous kula of Rav Jolti, this is a kuli seira. He says, you're only yotzei on Pesach, you're only yotzei the seder night if it's baked with shvah. Therefore, he would have them bake a run of matzah shalol l'shma, and then eat that for Shabbos sudas, because since you can't use it at the Seder, therefore it's not kibbol or sasuf based chamav. That is a big chiddush. It's one thing to say matzah mushel is not kibbol or sasuf based chamav, because it's really a different kind of food. It's one thing to say matzah ashir is not kibbol or sasuf based chamav. It's a different kind of food. Say if they bake it without kavana, it's not kibbol or sasuf based chamav. Is a tremendous chiddush for Jolti. It was a tremendous chiddush. I would not recommend being so mechaner personally, if you ask me my opinion. There are still people who are so mechaner. What are Jolti? What was his vart? His vart was, what do you do if you're a hotel or the army? You have people who are from, you have people who aren't from. What are you going to do? You're going to start serving them chametz? There's no way you're going to have it cleaned and get rid of it before. How are you going to make sure half people aren't from? How are you going to make sure that they don't eat it on Pesach? You're going to start serving the matzah shira? They're also, he's afraid that they were going to eat it on Pesach. So then when you have no option, he was making, okay, that's Rav Shulte's big, big, big kula. Tremendous kula. I'll put it here in the Rav Shulte. What? What do you mean? I don't know, maybe. Anyway, Matzalo Zolti, I think he's spelled with a Zion. He says, matzah shenef. He says you use matzah shenefa shalolishma, which is sort of taking off the matzah shir matzah mishelis, but taking it a big step further. I don't know, I'm not a bar hachki to argue with Zolti, but he's a Shitas Yachid, and I don't think anyone thinks that like front people should generally rely on him. Sometimes front people are stuck with it, not front people. So they're stuck. But when soldiers ask me, what should I do? I say, figure out something on your own and don't rely on Rachel's team.
It's not like a broader kind of question about what people do in general, but let's say for like
no, we don't know. He might say, of course, they didn't have thought of that when they said that you keep two suitors of chametz, because it was obvious that for the third suitor, you need matzah shira. Why not? Right? You're probably going to try lots of matzah if you assume you could eat a lot of baked matzah in advance. They probably had a house full of matzah. And they probably had a house full of matzah ashira if you hold matzah ashira's mutter. Right? But nonetheless, it's funny. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we're not actually matriya if you eat matzah ashira. So it is fascinating. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Rama says, Ashkenazim don't eat matzah ashira for shal shudas. The Aruch HaShulchan is mechadik said, but it's mutter. Right? So why did the Rambam say that? We're not matriach you to do it, because in Ashkenazi countries, like, where are you going to get matzah shira from?
mean, I'm a Tria Fibu, a special run of Matzah Shira. Just to tell us this. And clearly, no one thinks we're a Tria Fibu, a special run of Matzah Mushelis. So it's interesting that when it comes to Matzah Shira for Ashkenazim, who don't eat, have it in their house anyway, and the Matzah Mushelis that no one has in their house anyway, it seems to me that none of the post game are Tria Fibu do it, which is funny. If it's a Chiyav Shal Shudis, why aren't we in a Tria Fibu to get weird kind of bread to do it? I think their assumption is that sort of Bidi Evan, your Yotze with Mini Targima, and the, again, I don't know if this is Achror, this is Ashita, and we're not a Tria Fibu to get weird matzah when you can be Yotze the Mini Targima. That seems to be the assumption.
Why don't we hold that as we're showing that there's no Chiyav then? I mean, that was the Avni, I think it was the Avni Nezer who compared it to Yom Kippur. He said on Yom Kippur, you
could say you're Potter, the Miri, maybe also compares Yom Kippur, the Orphan Shulman, the Orphan Shulman compares Yom Kippur. What would he say? He would say that even though you could come up with tricks, if you can't eat normal bread, then since you're not chayiv to come up with tricks, you're Potter.
Yeah.
That's what he would say in the Zohar. But it's it is interesting. Like, why are you chayiv to do whatever you can in order to be chayiv mitzvah? You know, it is funny. Like, why are you chayiv to have matzah mushelis if such a trick exists? And no one says you're chayiv to, right? So why not?
That's why we thought that, like, what you have to say is that mushelis on the learned that something you should come from the lock it over the Torah to the extent that you're.
That's what he sounds like when he's interpreting Zohar, right? Bedasa. That's what he sounds like, Bedasa Zohar. He does sound like that, Bedasa Zohar. Maybe it's because Yeshkov Yachachavim. That's possible. It could also just be that, I mean, the Chiyav is to have a normal Suda. You know, once it's the Chiyav is to have a normal Suda. Not a normal Suda with normal Pas. The lechiv that normal suit normal pas. Taka, you could squeeze in being yotze if possible. Kiss them like matzah shira with matzah mushelis, etc. So the lechiv is called normal pas. If you can eat normal pas, the lechiv is called not. No, maybe that's a bit insane. But it is fascinating, and you know, it could be I'm missing something here. Okay, I think we're ready to start shir. Okay. Two scheduling points, by the way. Please, everyone listen hard. Next Monday, which is Yom Yerushalayim, there's a different change in the Kollel schedule, and we have something else scheduled for the normal shiur slot, if you read your email. So next Monday, we're going to have to change the shiur to 9 o'clock instead of 11:30 in order to avoid a conflict. Usually, Rabbi Akiva teaches here at 9 o'clock, but he's taking off for Yom Yerushalayim. So next Monday, we'll have 9 o'clock instead. And they'll be sure next Monday. They'll be sure next Thursday. I will get to the Mishnah, even if I'm not Ma'ayin and everything. Maybe I can be Mashlim something, I think. We never. And after Thursday Shir, we'll have a break for Chazara. At the end of May, we'll have a Bechina. Then we'll have more Shir starting from the beginning of June. Just so that the Gemara Bechina won't be the same time as the Halacha Bechina, like our normal Minhag. We do the Gemara Bechina in May and the Halacha Bechina in June, so as not to overload the actual Smicha Talmidim. And then there'll be Shir till June 15th, and then there'll be Shir through the summer in the summer Zman for, you know, but that's a separate Zman. Anyway, I will send all this out in email, so don't worry about committing to memory. In any case, let's at least start looking at the sugya that I put on Makor sheet 57, at least start talking about it, introduce it, which is the question of how we paskin. Because over here, what happens? We have Rabbi Lozman Yehuda Ishbar Tosa, Shomer Shub Rabbi Yeshua, that you burn everything before Shabbos, and you save two sudos. And is the halacha like him? Yes, because those zazim ishavat shkabalach ver lozim ben Yehuda. Ah, the Gemara is a half mean to make little shows, but no, we say that was shows for burning mo before Shabbos. This is a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah Daftin Tesam and Aleph. If you look at the Mishnah Daftin Tesam and Aleph, do you burn it before Shabbos or not? Our boss, Shkoli, is Shabbos, but Varn Sakol, we lift the Shabbos to burn Baker. Mayor says burn it all before Shabbos. sounds like Ber Lozman Yehuda Ishbar Tosach, Shamar Mishra Rabbi Yeshua. The Chacham said, "Bismano, no, only when the time comes. When does the time come? Shabbos morning, 6 hours." They would say you burn it then, obviously, but you destroy it. Rabbi Lozman Tzadikar Truma, you lift that Shabbos Kulam Bismano. He says Truma you destroy before Shabbos. Why? Because of the Shakratari we had here. Because like you know, no one's going to eat it because there's a limited Kohan. But Chulin, you only destroy on Shabbos because probably you'll find someone who wants to eat it because anyone in the world can eat Chulin. Tanya, Relozmet Sodok Omer, says Relozmet Sodok, he brings a proof, a story, that proves like either him or the Chachamim against her mayor, doesn't prove his sheet in Mechalik between Truma and Chulin, but it proves like either him or the Chachamim against her mayor. Her mayor says you destroy everything on Friday. This proves that you destroy at least something, whether it's Chulin and Truma or Chulin on Shabbos. He says, Pamach Shabbos Abbas B'Yavna, I was with my father's little kid, I was with my father, we spent Shabbos at Pesach and Yavne, where the Bez Nagama was. Mechala Rasa Leos Shabbos, who was Zonin Mamunashom Gamliel, the Shamish of Gamliel, right? Or the Mamuna, some official of Gamliel, Zonin came, but when Yis Lavarus Chavis, not destroy Chavis on Shabbos morning. But Lachdei Echar Abba Biarnas Chavis, I follow my father, we did Biar Chavis on Shabbos morning. So you see, to be your chum Shabbos morning, like me, or the, or could theoretically be the Chachamim against Rabbi Meir. Okay, how should we paskin? Here's where it gets a little tricky, because what rule of psak should come up here? The rule of Maiserav, which means that we revive the chametz on Shabbos, not before Shabbos, is Maiserav. But on the other hand, on Daf Yud Gimel, you don't need a rule of psak. Lo zazum yishan chakavu halacha. It was an official kviyas halacha b'minyan of the chachamim, like a lesbian who did Ishbar Tosa, that you have to do your chametz before Shabbos. So that is the fundamental stira that all the Rishonim are struggling with. If you learn Daf Yud Gimel, you think that you destroy the chametz before Shabbos, la halacha, which is Rabbi Meir, destroy everything before Shabbos. Right? But if you learned off Mem Tess, you would think Maiserav, and you should pass like the Chachamim or Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, that you destroy Chametz on Shabbos. And that's where everyone struggles with which of these three Tanaim to pass it like. What do we do with Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Lo zazu v'chulei versus the memtes of an aleph, maiserav, and we would possibly like. Okay, what's the famous sheet of the Balamor? Says the Balamor. What's the famous sheet of the Balamor? He paskins like the Chachamim. Correct. He paskins like the Chachamim. Right? Why pask like the Chachamim? Well, he has Maiserav on his side. What else does he have on his side? Chachamim, right? He paskins like the Chachamim. And the Nicha plus Chachamim. He doesn't say it as a rule. He says more of a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Chachamim. He doesn't mean Stam. What he means is that whatever's called the Chachamim is like Stam Mishnah, the majority opinion, right? Plus the Chachamim are always are the Rav, right? I know he says Stam Mishnah. That's what he means. The Rav is like a Stam Mishnah. That's a Stam opinion. What is Yud Argamar? Lo Zosmi Shama Chakav Aloch Relozim Bishpar Ben Yudish Bartosa. What is his very Dachot Pshat? That they were Kovei Aloch Relozim only in eating till the fourth hour, meaning that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, the base, not in destroying before Shabbos. That is the everyone else considers a super duper duper dachuk squared pshat of the Balamar. Obviously, the Balamar considered a good pshat that he says when our Gemara says, "My love, afilu lechol, amar apafim." He said, "Rabbi, lo levayer." When they want to be docha, that's not a proof that Allah is like Yehuda. They say they're kovei Allah goes to levayer. But once we know that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, then we say they're kovei Allah goes to leshals and not levayer. It's very dachuk, certainly, because why is that dachuk? First of all, our Gemara says the two choices are the fire and afilu l'shos. But everyone agrees that we're going to l'shos l'fire. But why is that mostly dachuk?
Right? What is his answer? His answer is Kavu Halacha Kemoso Lishaos Yelo Levaya. Why is that so dachuk? Not just
the opposite.
Okay, it's the opposite of Rosh Hashanah Mitarya, but why is that? What? Yeah, because his main topic was Levaya. That was the whole conversation was about Levaya, right? Maybe Kwan, maybe close to Homa, maybe Leonovi, etc. The Shos was just a throwaway line on the side. So yeah, you know, maybe they included the Shos, maybe not, but his main point, the topic of the discussion was Levaya. So how can you cover off the Wilson something that was not the topic? If someone spent a half hour discussing a topic and in one half a sentence mentions something else, and they recover all of Kamoso, it might mean his topic and that half sentence. Might mean only his topic. But no one believes the Lord means only that half sentence and not his main topic. So that's why no one accepted the Balamor. They thought that was too radical. Okay. So what's the other option? The other option is the Rambam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Who do they paskin like? Rabbi Meir. Which is that you mevar everything Shabbos morning bismano. Right, the Rambam, he has two tellos in a row. First there was a chuli mevar bismano, then there was a truma mevar bismano. Right, you mevar everything bismano like Rabbi Meir. Why would they paskin like Rabbi Meir? We already said. Because he matches Rabbi Lezer Bar Tosha, Ben Yehuda, Ishbar Tosha, Shemeshim Rabbi Lezer, right? So that is... What? Oh, did I, oh, sorry. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. Meant like Rabbi Meir before Shabbos. And that's what it was when you just remember Tulsa, right? We remember everything before Shabbos. Sorry, that's what I meant. Like Rabbi Meir, that it's before Shabbos, right? Meaning here the Zmano, and here, the Erev Shabbos. And the Rambam says it both about chulin and about truma, and that's very micha. That lozos mishama chakava lacha for lezer bertusa lezer ben Yehuda ish for lezer ben Yehuda ish bartosa. That's the Balamor. That's also what does the Rambam say? You only leave two sudas, right? You don't say two sudas, I assume you agree. But you burn everything else before Shabbos. It's the same thing about Truma. You only leave two sudas worth, right? You don't. Everything else you burn before Shabbos. Okay, that's Nicha. What's he going to do about the Maisa Rav of Lezer and Sadok? He possibly wrote those, but it's not in Parish Mashiach, right? Foolish. So what do I think? I think he must have changed his mind, because I just can't figure out how to miyash it. I think he must have. What? The, what? And the... Yes, the only problem is that then he'd have to be mechalik between chulin and truma, and he's not mechalik between chulin and truma, right? So that's the problem. I mean, they still say same generally, so it applies, but technically it's not going to work. I think you're just going to have to say he changed his mind. It's not so crazy historically. Why? Because we all know he wrote the Pirush Mishnayos when he was young, and he read the Mishnah Torah when he was old, and so it's more likely that he was young, he was influenced by the Rif, right? Because the Rif was his main Masorah. Then when he was old, he was more independent and learned the sugyas more on his own and came to different conclusions. That's what I'm going to have to say. I can't think of a way to be yashir. It's close, but it doesn't work out. What's he going to do with the Maisa Rav? He's just going to have to say, we're passing against the Maisa Rav. Normally, Maisa is Rav, but here it's overridden by the Lozos Mishavan Chikabu Halacha, like Mefurish Kvias Halacha, but maybe in a Sanhedrin, or whatever, you know, some equivalent, beats a Maisa Rav. No, Pashas, if you say Truma, you don't say Chulin. That's just common sense. Though. You leave how much Chulin needs to eat, and if you have Truma, you leave Truma to eat. Obviously, then you don't need Chulin to eat. Right. What? Correct. But you also don't leave all the Chulin. I just leave what you need. If you have Truma, you need zero Chulin.
so you don't leave any pits. So the car, you'd say we just pasken, you know. Against Pashas, we pasken against the mice. You can do some other creative things, but I don't know if they're really going to work across the board. Those are the two minority shitas. Of course, the majority shita is the Rif, who pasken like River Lush with Tzadok. And most Rishonim agree with the Rif here, I believe. Or at least, the vast majority of Rishonim agree with the Rif. We'll have to pick up with that Amir Tzachem next time. I think we'll have to pick up with that Amir Tzachem next time. So next time, Amir Tzachem, remember, 9 o'clock Monday instead of the normal 11:30, just because of the scheduling conflict in Rus. We will get finished up. And we didn't get terribly far. We'll finish up Mokar, of course, 57, and we will go. We'll go a little fighter in the Gemara as well. So to be continued, as Ezra Sashem. Right, well, the war, but we haven't really explained it yet. Right, the Rif, and was Shonen says or was Sadok, but we'll have to fill that in Amir Tzachem next time. Okay, if anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You already mentioned that people use Shabbos later.
Oh, you never heard this trick of early Shabbos? It's very popular, especially among Americans in Israel, that Americans want, that's also true. Americans want to make early Shabbos. But they're not makbar on the gra. A lot of Israelis are makbar on the gra that you're not allowed to eat early Shabbos. But Americans want to make early Shabbos, but they want to be makbid damar bismano. So what do? They do mincha and kabbal Shabbos, go home and have the suda, and then after it says, there's a minyan for marv. Like someone told me, there's like a couple of 9 o'clock marv Friday night for people who made early Shabbos. So that is, again, if it gets the gra, which is not a pi kabbalah, the gra says that you're not allowed to make kiddush in Tosefa Shabbos. It's the first thing where you can. That was Aliba, the Manda Amr, the Man Mincha, and then it plugs. So we go pick down Mincha until Laila. Okay. The Gra holds up Yalocha. You're not allowed to make Kiddush rules. But, so it's against the Gra, which is why Israelis don't like it. As a matter of fact, there was an Israeli rabbi who works in this building. He came over once. He says, the Chilas called a Rav, I just want to same thing. I'm going to criticize and be like, where do you Americans get this like crazy idea that you can daven early on Friday night from, which is against the whole halacha. So I took it to Mishnah Berurah and I showed him how it's in the Mishnah Berurah. I told him, you Israelis think we're crazy, because there are certain things you follow the Sora of the Gra, and it's against the Gra. But it's like the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah say you can. So the Americans didn't make it up. It's not a kilkul of the Americans. Anyway, but some people, they want to hop Marv Bismano, so they do that. But that's against these Mekubalim. Right, so okay, but if you're not makbid on eating shal shiz bar mincha, then there's no reason to be makbid on that. On the mice, I'm not makbid. I hold you can do that, but it's a common thing. It's a common thing among.
It's gotten very popular with Israelis also.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Even in Shari Chesed in Kal Chasidim, the Chasidish Yeshul, they have an early minyan.
Okay, but do they go back and daven Maariv late, or they just make regular early Shabbos?
They daven Maariv, Mincha, Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Maariv.
Right, yeah, that's regular early Shabbos. That's regular early Shabbos. But there's this that I heard there's a mini kavu in Beitar for early Shabbos, then Suda, and then Maariv, which some people do on Purim, but some people do all the time. What? Exactly.